AI-narrated audio generated from Sharra Maestro Market Research. Full article. C.H. Robinson reaches 92% of its yearly range as trend strength outruns volume. The freight broker's 45-week trend signal remains intact after a 5.2% weekly gain, but market dynamics is still negative, and participation is running at only 0.7 times its 13-week average. Research brief. C.H. Robinson Worldwide closed at $193.70 for the week ended 12 June, up 5.2% and just 4.4% below its 52-week high of $202.60. The move keeps the stock well above its $173.10 trend line and deep in premium territory versus fair value, while lighter volume and negative market dynamics leave confirmation incomplete. Key points. 1. CHRW rose 5.2% for the week, 18.8% over 4 weeks, and 109.7% over 52 weeks, closing in the top 8% of its yearly range. 2. The trend signal is active via the 45-week streak, and price sits 11.9% above the trend line, supporting the continuation setup. 3. Volume was 5.9 million shares, only 0.7x the 13-week average of 8.6 million, which weakens the latest advance. 4. Market dynamics remains negative at -0.36, while relative strength has improved to 9.11, creating a mixed signal profile. 5. The stock trades 77.4% above fair value, making valuation distance and near-high exhaustion risk central watch points. Freight broker pushes back toward its high. C.H. Robinson Worldwide added 5.2% in the latest completed week, closing at $193.70 and moving to within 4.4% of its 52-week high of $202.60. The advance builds on an 18.8% 4-week move and a 14.7% 12-week return, while the 1-year gain stands at 109.7%. Price now sits at 92.0% of its annual range, a strong position for a $21.1 billion industrials name in the integrated freight and logistics industry. The weekly structure remains constructive. CHRW is 11.9% above its $173.10 trend line, and the trend signal has been active for 45 weeks, equivalent to 86.5% active breadth over the past year. That gives the stock a clear trend advantage, although the premium is no longer subtle. The close is 77.4% above the $109.20 fair value reading. Sector context is supportive, but the industry is uneven. CHRW outpaced the broader U.S. industrials group on the week, with its 5.2% return ahead of the sector's 1.3% average. Its 4-week gain of 18.8% also compares favorably with the sector's 4.0% average, while its 12-week return of 14.7% is only modestly above the sector's 12.9%. The stock ranks in the 73rd percentile on relative momentum, placing 177th among 663 names. The industry comparison is more mixed. U.S. integrated freight and logistics rose an average 5.8% for the week, slightly ahead of CHRW, while the group's 18.0% average 12-week return also tops CHRW's 14.7%. Yet the industry's underlying quality is patchy. Only 33.3% of constituents have active trend signals, and just 36.7% show positive relative strength. CHRW therefore looks steadier than many freight peers, even as short-term movers such as Proficient Auto Logistics and Forward Air posted far larger weekly gains without the same signal support. Momentum has improved, but confirmation is incomplete. Relative strength has recovered to 9.11 after being negative in late May, and the 4-week change in that measure is sharply positive. The price sequence also shows cleaner follow-through: $178, $184.10, and $193.70 over the past 3 weeks following a mid-May dip below the trendline area. That recovery has restored separation above the trend regime level. The constraint is market dynamics. The reading is still negative at -0.36, improved from weaker recent levels but not yet giving fresh confirmation. Sharra Maestro's setup signature is classified as leadership continuation, and the composite score is 73. But the signal stack is not one-sided. Trend signal is positive. Price versus trend is positive. Volume is neutral, and market dynamics remains a drag. Volume, valuation, and the next test. Participation did not match the price move. Latest volume was 5.9 million shares versus a 13-week average of 8.6 million, and a 52-week average of 8.5 million, leaving both ratios at 0.7x. That matters because earlier volatility in May came with heavier trading, including 11.6 million share weeks during the pullback and 10.1 million shares on the first rebound week. The latest advance has price strength, but not yet heavier sponsorship. Risk is mainly about extension rather than instability. 13-week volatility is 4.7%, below the 52-week level of 5.3%. And the past year has had 30 upside weeks against 22 downside weeks. Average upside weeks have delivered 4.8% versus average losses of 2.9%. What to watch next is whether CHRW can challenge $202.60 with stronger volume, whether market dynamics moves out of negative territory, and whether the $173.10 trend line remains the key weekly regime floor if the near-high push cools. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. Shara Maestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.